Hey there, this is Bill Soltice. I'm the creator of the Coffee House Investor. Together, we're helping each other ignore Wall Street and get on with our lives. I received an email last week from an individual who said, "Hey Bill, tell me about this thing of capturing the stock market's return. What does that mean? How do I implement that in my portfolio?" And it got me to thinking, I need to do a better job of explaining some of these simple concepts that I share in these videos that I talk about at my website, coffeehouseinvestor.com. Because now more than ever, the decisions that we make in our portfolios will greatly accentuate our chances of achieving this thing called financial independence during our retirement years. And to do that, we need to do all that we can to maximize our returns in our portfolios. So with the dollars that you have allocated to common stocks, let's say over the next 15 years, global stocks return about 7% annualized. Now, I'm not predicting this, although ironically, some of the leading financial institutions like Vanguard, like Goldman Sachs, are suggesting that this is a good place to begin the discussion. How we get there, no one knows. The stock market, as you do know, is a volatile beast. It's two steps forward and one step back on its journey to returning that 7% annualized. Now, Wall Street, as you know, is obsessed with the volatility in the moment. What's going on day to day, week to week, month to month? They're suggesting that by fine-tuning your portfolio, by investing in or avoiding those specific trends, companies, industries, you can accentuate your return in common stocks above what the market returns over time. But the reality is that it is absolutely the opposite. The more you trade in your account here, the more you try to sidestep this volatility, the more you are likely to generate a portfolio return in your equity part of your portfolios significantly less than the stock market and what it generates. So you're taking on all the risk of the stock market and capturing only a fraction of its return. A company out of Boston called Dalbar, dalbar.com, has done a great job of quantifying some of the returns that investors generate because they don't stay the course during these volatile times. And I want you to take a moment and share this video with someone who might be struggling with this volatility, because there's a lot of investors who are going through a bear market for the first time and they're saying, "Gee, I'm putting my hard-earned money into the stock market and it's going down in value." It's really important that to accentuate your chances of reaching your financial goals, you capture as much of that return as possible. And you can do that very simply through a portfolio of low-cost index funds, whether it's at a Charles Schwab or a Fidelity or a Vanguard, wherever that may be, that can be easily accomplished. What it does is it maximizes your return in that asset class. It allows you to ignore the stuff that's going on here and get on with your life. So take a moment and share this video with someone. Like this video, subscribe to my YouTube channel. I've got more information at coffeehouseinvestor.com. This is Bill Soltice, the creator of the Coffee House Investor. I'll catch you next week.